Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
It's me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, on Connecting Caregivers on the Tantalk Radio Network. We are so glad that you decided to spend some time with us today, because I know how valuable your time is, and I'm just glad that you're here. And I have my sidekick and best friend and co-host, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Linny.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Tell us all about your big day in Homosassa.
Homosassa. I love to say that word, Homosassa. So, yeah, I spoke in Homosassa yesterday with Gary LeBlanc. We had a great caregiver symposium. There was like 200 people there. It was just wonderful, and hopefully some of those people are listening today. So it was just a really great event, and that's, you know, you guys, we tell you about these events all the time on the show, what's going on. You need to go out, because even me learns something new every day. You know, you just see other characters. Yeah.
I thought you knew it all.
Thank God I learned something new every day, because I still got a lot of learning to do yet. But, so it was a great day.
Oh, that was fun.
I love Gary LeBlanc. You know, I love you. So he's a great guy and does so much for people with education with Alzheimer's and dementia. So really good. So, and we have our man on the boards. On fire, Mr. Peter Blake.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. How are you today?
Oh, man. I've been rushing, it seems like, all around all day long, but it was just an hour trying to get a haircut and go out in that traffic right now.
Everybody's well worth it. You look gorgeous.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Handsome.
Thank you.
So give us your deal.
Oh, absolutely. Tune in to the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5, the Sports Web, the evolution of sports talk radio. We give you your own walk-up music. We'll let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do from 3 to 5 on the Tantalk Sports Network. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
Hey, you know that song, "This Girl Is On Fire"? There has to be one about Peter.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. This guy is on fire. So I want to say a shout out to our most recent new listeners, Lou in Clearwater, Amy in Tampa, and Liz in St. Pete. And hopefully some Homosassa people.
So, there might be now.
Yeah, there might be.
There might be.
So today's show is dedicated to Mr. Rogers. So I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's a new movie coming out. Tom Hanks is going to play Mr. Rogers. Won't you be my neighbor?
I can't believe that. Really?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be perfect.
He'll be perfect
he'll
for it.
He'll look gorgeous in the sweater.
He's good. He's really good, and he's got that dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
He can pull it off.
Yeah, it's all good.
Definitely.
So the film is based on, there was a journalist that was given the job to go and interview Mr. Rogers, and he was like, "No way, I don't want to do it. I don't like the guy. I'm not going there." His name was Tom Junod. So the whole movie is about the bond that developed between the two of them, because Tom said that Mr. Rogers changed his life. And I can remember my daughter, Nicole, used to watch Mr. Rogers. And I used to thought, this is like a little corny. And it was a little corny, but he was so kind. And I think we need to bring that to the attention to a lot of people today. So I'm excited. The movie's not going to be out till 2019, but I will be there.
You hope.
Yeah. What?
I'm not getting any younger, Toots.
This girl is on fire. So anyway, so we have some wonderful guests here today. We have my good friend, Christine Hammacher.
Hammy.
Hello.
Hammy, as Amanda Freddy would say. So, Christine, just briefly introduce yourself and tell us who you are.
Okay. Well, my name's Christine Hammacher, as you said, and I am your friend, which is one very important thing I like to say. I am the director of business development for a home care agency called Home Care Now, and I have proudly been part of the Fall Prevention Coalition for the last 6 years, and I can now say I'm part of Sage's Theater for the last year. So very excited to be here today and tell you what we're doing.
Yeah, thanks. It really, really excites me, and we really need to talk about falls, because I say it every day, the fall can be the end. You know, and just 2 weeks ago, right? I fell. I Oh, my God. Some water on the floor. I didn't see it. You know my apartment. I come around the corner, and I hit the bookcase, the TV unit. So I hit my cheek, both knees. Later on, after I took my grandson to school, I pulled my shirt up. I was bleeding on this side. And I'm like, all I could was think about is, thank God I'm in the shape that I'm in. Right. Because I would have broken something.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, I ran back to Curves.
Good.
And said, I need to continue to build my core, you know, and build myself. Because I know the fall... It's not good.
Yeah.
It's really not good. So think about this, guys. Okay, and so we want to introduce Linda Goldman. Come on, Linda. Another Linda on the show.
Yes, just what you need, another Linda.
We love Lindas.
I'm Linda Goldman, and at age 70, I founded Sage's Theater Company, which is Senior Actors Guild and Education Services. And all of our plays are comedies with a positive image on aging, though. And also we feature senior actors in lead roles, and all our plays stimulate discussion on issues faced by older Americans. So we're delighted to be involved with Christine and the Fall Prevention Committee, and we have just, we're on fire for this. The
yeah.
actors,
go ahead, Lynn.
We want to do something very positive here that will help people, especially
yeah.
in
nice.
My own age group.
Education and entertainment together. I love that.
Yes.
That's a really good thing. And then we have, oh, my good friend, yes. Carol Ware McKenzie. I miss you so much.
I know. I'm glad you. I'm here so I can see your
yeah,
pretty
I'm good
face.
To hear. So tell us who you're with and what you're doing now.
I am with St. Petersburg Office on Aging. So I am housed out of the Sunshine Center. So I'm thrilled because I get to play and help people and just have a great time. I'm here today because I'm also the chair? I had to think of the title there.
Yeah.
Of the fall prevention. So, and this is something that many, many years ago, we all were working on this together.
Well, at one time, Carol, Christine and I worked together
yes,
in the same office. So.
Yes. So this is a very dear topic to all of us. We've seen the devastations. We've seen the impact that positive education and exercise can make. So I'm just thrilled about what we're getting ready to talk about
so,
today.
So, you know, when I heard you had a great consortium yesterday, I was
did.
In Homosassa, so I couldn't be there.
Yes, you were.
So tell me, I just saw some stuff on Facebook, but tell me a little bit about it.
Oh, it went really great. We had probably about 100 professionals there. We had representation from 911, the fire departments. We had, of course, all our friends in the senior industry. But we had a great talk by Lori Collins with 911. I strongly suggest you
okay.
checking her out and meet her. She was hilarious.
Oh,
I said,
we love that.
Yeah, she was good. I would pay to hear her speak. and also the information was just really valuable.
Yeah.
And then we saw a little snippet from the play we're going to be talking about today. So it was great. Got a lot of great feedback. Hopefully we're getting the community really excited about coming out and
yeah.
seeing this play.
Yeah, and thinking about it.
Yes.
Thinking about it.
Yes.
You know, nobody wants to think about it until they already fall and something bad happens. You know, and it's not just the break from the fall, the fracture from the fall. It's the anesthesia. It's the this, this, that. And God forbid if you got dementia.
Right.
It could be the beginning of the end.
I actually, because I did a presentation the day before on falls and spoke about really a good friend of my family's that she had dementia, she had a fall, and you know, she was in great shape before the fall, with the exception of living with dementia.
Right.
But after that fall, it
never
just really
same.
Took her to another level. Yeah.
So give me some stats with falls.
Well, one thing that is really important, and I know Linda's got some great ones too, so I'll start out with one basic one, is I always like to say 1 out of 3. Some numbers will say 1 out of 4, but either way, it's not real good,
yeah.
right? You know?
Yeah.
So over the age of 65 will fall. Uh-huh. So that's pretty devastating. So that's right. Three
yeah.
wonderful
wow.
women here.
Right.
You know, we could take that statistic. And then what's even scarier about that is after that, 50% of those people will fall in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
So it is devastating in terms of the impact. And, you know, the statistic I like to say, too, is the older we are, the harder we fall.
Yeah.
And it's not that everybody doesn't experience falls, because we all do. And we have for, you know, many
right.
years. But as we have to be conscious and aware of, as we age, the impact. Doesn't mean it's normal to fall just because we're aging.
Right.
So don't buy into that myth. Right. But it does have more of an impact.
But you know, Carol, when you said something about the second fall, because I think what happens is after the first fall, they're so fearful.
Yes.
And they're not mm-hmm. doing their therapy or whatever. And then you get into that whole deal where, I don't want to get up because I might fall. So I'm not going to drink too much water because I might have to pee. And if I have to pee, I have to get up and I might fall. So now I'll be dehydrated. And I think that's a lot of causes of those second falls.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And that's what we see a lot in the home care industry.
Right.
And with clients and people that come to us needing help. I wanted to comment on what Carol said about the statistics. I'm actually a little encouraged because those statistics of 50% and 1 in 3 were 5 years ago. Now we're at 1 in 4 and 40%.
Oh.
Okay, we're making slow progress. But the only way we can do that is by spreading awareness and letting our caregivers and their families and our older adults know what they can do to prevent falls.
Right.
And yes, after the first fall, there's always a chance of another one, and fear is the number one factor for that. Also,
I get it.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people fall because they break their hip and then they fall. Like, I have bad bones.
Exactly. Osteoporosis, you know, aging comes in that factor. That's something we can't necessarily change. But just because we're aging doesn't mean we have to fall. And people of all ages fall. I've fallen. You know, we've been trying to stay on our 2 feet since we started walking, you know.
Yeah, Linda falls a lot, so I figure she's the one out of us three.
No.
So we're good. We're good, Linda.
But I'm not getting the dementia, so.
Well, I'm going to let Linda Goldman also share some statistics about why she wanted to get involved in writing this play. I was really excited to get her on board.
Yeah.
I pestered her a little bit about writing a play on fall prevention.
Oh, we know Christine's good at that.
Yes. I'm tenacious. I don't give up,
yes,
right?
You are.
So, and there's a reason for it. You know, my mom has been my inspiration, and now most recently my uncle.
Yeah, tell our listeners what happened, what you just told me this morning.
Okay. Well, my uncle is 86 years old, and he fell about 5 weeks ago. Had neuropathy in his feet and didn't want to use a cane. And if I can make any impression on anybody today, if you're having balance issues, please use something, a mobility device,
a walker,
to help
right,
you move.
Right.
A cane, a walker. There's
right. Not
no,
the chair and not the table.
No,
it doesn't count.
Those things won't hold you up. And honestly, you do not want to end up down.
Right.
So he fell. He fell face forward going to get the mail. And
on the sidewalk.
On the cement, yes. And broke his nose. Fractured his neck and ended up in the hospital and had to have surgery, you know, for his neck. And then being in ICU, being in the hospital, moving around from room to room, more complications arose. He had to go back in for surgery. And then he had to have, you know, more internal complications came of that. He had a third surgery. And then just very early yesterday, he had a stroke. And he passed away yesterday.
Oh,
so
sorry.
It's very, very hard to see a family member be one of the statistics we talk about.
Right.
And that's what drives me. I want people to save lives.
Yeah.
They need to save lives. And you do not want a fall to lead to other things that...
Yeah, I mean, how appropriate just for the conversation today. I mean, we mm-hmm. booked this show weeks ago.
Exactly.
This is what happens in everyday life. And caregivers out there, we're going to talk a little bit more about preventing falls and things to look out for and things to do, because I don't know the numbers on how many falls can be preventable, but I think it could be a large number.
Well, in Pinellas County alone, last year, there were 25,883 calls to 911 from older adults.
In Pinellas County.
About falls. That's one county.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But, you know, you said you can't really help when you have the osteopenia, osteoporosis, but I was told, do your exercises,
oh,
get
yes.
your muscles built around. So
yes.
I exercise
every day.
Good.
Right. I mean, you can't change a whole lot about the bones. There's different infusions, different things that you can do, but it's the muscles around the bones that will protect them, and
Exactly. Absolutely
you need to have that.
So that's heat. A good thing. And you can, and I do 15 minutes. It's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, I found my pants didn't fit so well today because I got muscles in my legs.
That's a good reason.
Yeah,
for
muscles
that.
Are okay.
You know,
Yeah. But it's good. It, you know, like I said, when I fell that day, I was like, oh my goodness, you know, what could have happened? What could have happened? But before we go a little bit more into, I want to go back to Linda. And we talked about the show, before the show, why you got into this and why you write these kind of shows. So I want to talk about that a little bit first before we go back to the fall prevention.
Well, I am a theater person. And I wasn't before this actively involved, but it was important to me that seniors be portrayed on stage positively. And also, seniors are the main supporter group of theater. And when we go to the theater, we want to see ourselves on the stage. And we want this play to say something to us. So when we go home, there's some meaning. We are better for having seen this play. And in this one in particular, Denying Gravity, all our plays are comedies, but obviously there's going to be some drama in this one also. But what we learn in fun, in a fun way, we remember. And it's true that there's some things you can't do about bones, perhaps, although you can do something. But this play will have a lot of preventative tips. The idea is to prevent falls so we don't have another 25,000 calls to EMS, crazy. Plus all those who didn't call, who fell and still suffered at home.
And didn't even tell anybody.
Right. So this is very important. So we feel that through a fun, interesting message, you know, we've all grown up on entertainment. Yeah. If it's not entertaining, we maybe only a few people will show up for a lecture.
Right.
But we know. This is entertaining, and they will get the message.
So when is the show? Where is the show? How can our listeners come to the show?
Yes.
One of you gals tell us.
All right, so the show is going to be February 25th. It's a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m., and it's being performed at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center, and that's at 4951 78th Avenue North in Pinellas Park. We are very happy to be partnering with the Pinellas Park Fire Department. Because of their generosity, the tickets are free.
Whoa!
Free
for me.
You can walk up to the door and come in and see the show. You can get, you know, tickets or flyers that have been distributed. A lot of free tickets are going out in the community from the fire department, from Better Living for Seniors Fall Prevention Coalition, from all of us. We want people to remember this, put it on their calendar, and come to the show, because you'll not only get the play, the entertainment of the play and the message behind it, you'll also be able to speak to the fire department. There will be community partners there who are addressing all of the fall risks and the preventative tips that are mentioned in the play. They will be there to talk to you afterwards, to take information and resources home. We want people to go home in their life to have been changed from being at that performance.
Yeah, and I love what it says on the ticket, Denying Gravity. A woman wants to live her life her way and let the chips and hips fall where they may. That's pretty funny. I like that. But yeah, we need this education. So give us some tips of some of the simplest things that somebody can do.
Well, first of all, I mean, you do want to look at your health. You want to talk to your doctor. You want to be aware of what chronic health conditions you might have that are contributing to some balance issues. So an evaluation of what you're doing. And then you want to look at your medications. That's a big factor as well. Yeah. A lot of different things can affect our balance. And even as, you know, something like your emotional state of mind.
Right.
And inner ear is bad.
And inner ear, yeah, all of that. And then there's definitely practical tips that we are going to hear in the play for what you can do in your home. Reducing clutter, making sure that things are slip-proof.
Right.
And wearing the right shoes.
Get rid of the throw rugs.
Yes, that's
please,
the number
people.
One. Get hang rid
them
of the
on
throw
the wall
rugs.
Like my sister-in-law used
hang them
to
on the
do.
Wall. Yes.
Exactly. So there's so many things. I mean, Carol, do you have a few more that you would like to mention?
Yeah, and I think Lynn touched on it earlier, and it's so important. You have to do that exercise. I mean, and it doesn't mean you have to pack your gym bag and go to the gym for 5 hours.
And I'm going to Curves. What's Curves?
Right, exactly. But that's really, the research is kind of showing that And I'm not downplaying education, because education is so important. Yes. But you got to combine it with that core strengthening. And it's simple as even sitting in your chair and standing up. Sit down, stand up. Using that, doing that actually uses and strengthens your core. So people, when you hear the word exercise, sometimes we get caught up thinking we have to go do all this. I don't want to do it. But it's just small, small changes.
Well, you know, one of the things I do, I'm sitting in the traffic light. I just suck my gut in for as long as I can. I let it out. I suck my gut in for it. I'm at the traffic light. What the heck? I'm not doing nothing.
Right.
And there now you don't have to do sit-ups. It's just crunches.
They're God.
It is. It's just very important to do that. And I think another tip that I always like to talk about is slow down.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I mean, Linda.
Yeah.
It's so true.
And this is like we could be preaching to ourselves on this one,
honestly.
Because we live such busy lives and we try to do 12 things at one time. And when we're doing that, that's a lot of times we're not necessarily focused on what's going on, and our foot goes one way, our body goes another way. Just a lot of things. So slowing down can help tremendously.
Funny. My daughter, you know I love you, Nick. Yeah. My daughter always like calls me last minute. Can you pick up somebody here? And she always talks. She's got a panicky voice. So then I get in that panicky thing. Well, I don't know. You know, I got to do this. I got to do that. Oh, I guess I could do it. And I think to myself, you're going to go do it anyway, Linda.
Exactly.
Well, what are you getting yourself excited about? Just say,
just making yourself crazy.
Right. Okay, I'll be there in a little bit. And if I get there 3 minutes later than they expected me, oh, well.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's just what we get wrapped up in.
Well, and the slowing down is so important, because if you can take a breath before you're going to stand up when you wake up in the morning, if you can take a breath before you react to that urgent request, before you answer the phone and move, before you try to carry everything with two hands and not have anything to lean on.
Right.
I mean, it's definitely, it helps us be aware. Taking that breath reminds us, oh, I should probably use the cane right now, or I should put this down and make two trips. Or right. I should just take a few minutes and go to the bathroom before I leave the house so that I'm not rushing. You know, there's all kinds of things that we can remember at all ages to help with fall prevention. But certainly our caregivers, they're overworked, they're overtired, and they have to slow down so they can take care of themselves as well as the person they're with.
You're good about that. But right now, do you have one last thing to say?
Yeah, my husband was on a walker, and they told him I had to make a big, huge sign and hang it in the front of the walker. So when he got up, it said, slow down.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course, he didn't read it, but
anyway. All right, guys, now we're going to go to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know what happens. If we don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Some resources, a support group, inspiration. You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity
like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me, and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You are healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
When I first met you, Linda, I was a mess. My dad's dementia, especially the daily stress and agitation, was causing our whole family stress, even losing caregivers repeatedly. Thankfully, someone had suggested we try hemp-infused coconut oil daily. We couldn't believe it. Almost immediately, we noticed a difference, and so did the caregivers. Today, he smiles more. Our family and caregivers do, too. He sleeps better and is a calmer person. It took a long time for us to find a quality CBD product we felt comfortable giving Dad. That's why I started CR World, a company dedicated to providing quality hemp products rich in CBD for seniors and their families, driven by education.
Colette, you really look like a different person. Happier, healthier, and smiling. I'm so happy about that. So for our listeners to find out how CBD is making a difference safely and naturally, you can go to www.comecrworld.com/caregivers. That's comecrworld.com/caregivers. And you can order yours today.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're back, and you guys need this stuff. So I just want to let you know, we have some tickets to give out that I was supposed to say at the beginning of the show, but, you know, I started talking with my friends, and I lose my train of thought. So if you like us live on Facebook, that's where you're watching us right now. If you like us live on Facebook, you're going to be entered into a contest. If you like us live on Facebook and make a comment, you'll be added into the contest twice. And the tickets are for a show called A Piece of My Heart. It's at the Power Stories Theater on Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa. It's for Saturday, February 24th at 8 p.m. And the show is true stories of six courageous women sent to Vietnam and their struggle to make sense of a war that changed them and a nation that shunned them. So Fran Powers does absolutely wonderful stories. I'm sure this is going to be a great show. So if you're interested in some tickets, please like us live on Facebook or like us live on Facebook and post a comment. And we'll let you know who the winners are. Okie dokie, artichoke.
I just had one thing to ask you.
What?
What is wrong with your neck?
Oh, darn. You know, I got My Pillow. My Pillow is one of our sponsors. I love My Pillow. And last night I fell asleep on the couch with a different pillow, and I was too lazy to go upstairs and get My Pillow. And then I woke up this morning, I had a pain in my neck.
You are.
Yes, I am a pain in the neck. I know that.
And you know that you can only sleep.
That's why I have to be reminded about that occasionally.
You have to sleep with that pillow.
I know. It's like the best pillow in the world.
Or at least get in the dog bed by My Pillow.
I know. I could have gotten in Cash's bed. Cash's dog bed. So, yeah. No more sleeping without My Pillow. So, guys, and you know, you guys that already bought your pillows, if you want to fluff them up after a while, just put them in the dryer. Because, you know, like any pillow you have, after a while, it gets like a little flattish. But with My Pillow, you just stick it in the dryer and it's...
Or shake it.
Shake it all you can. Shake it like a milkshake.
And you can wash them. And it doesn't... You know when you wash a pillow, how the machine and then it fills up and then...
Yeah, it's like a weight.
Then it makes a flood in your house.
Right.
These don't do that.
No. They're very good. And the special now, guys, it's like a 4-pack special. You get it for 50% off if you put in the promo code Linda. And they also donated a pillow to charity.
Oh, that's
made in
nice.
The U.S. So that's a really good thing. All right, let's
very
get
nice.
Back to Falls, girls. Christine, what do you want to tell me next?
Well, I wanted to share, you know, when you were talking about Mr. Rogers before, it made me think about my uncle again. And his biggest phrase and a message that he left with us here at the end was be kind.
Mm-hmm.
And part of being kind is taking care of one another.
And yourself,
exactly. So I did want to share, you know, an encouragement that people get help wherever they can, whether it's from their family, their friends, their neighbors, their church, or whether it's professionally, you know,
right.
with in-home care like we do, or with physical therapy, if that's something that's needed to get through the doctor. I mean, these things are out there for a reason. Don't avoid them.
Yeah,
you know?
And if your friend from church says, is there anything I can do for you?
Right.
Say, you know, if you can come over next Tuesday at 4 o'clock while I go get a haircut,
mm-hmm.
that would be great. And they're going to say, yeah. But B, I want you caregivers to remember, too, to be specific. Because if you just say, can you come over one day and spend some time with my loved one, that one day sometime doesn't happen.
Exactly. And that's something that we do at Home Care Now. When we go in, we talk to the family about what their resources are. Who do they have?
Right.
And where do they need the help? So that if you are spending money, you spend it on the most crucial time.
Right.
And not the other times. But, you know, back to encouraging our caregivers, I feel like I was talking to Linda at the break, and I feel like it's really important for us to encourage people to come to Denying Gravity, bring your loved ones with you. Bring them with you, because this is something for conversation. This
exactly.
This is to give people the information
exactly.
they need, and this is free for a reason. We
right.
want you to feel comfortable walking in, get all that information, and our actors are so wonderful. Oh, my gosh, they're so fabulous, and they've dedicated so many hours to this already, and everyone involved has a story about someone they love who has fallen.
Oh, yeah.
So we know everybody out there also has a story to share.
And, you know, it's Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, so go there with your family and enjoy a show, go out and have an early dinner or whatever, and have some conversation and have some laughs.
Exactly. And all of Sage's plays do that. I mean, Sage's Theater is really a wonderful outreach to the community and a service to the community. What Linda has done with this company, writing these stories and making them accessible to people and making them real. You're going to hear things that have come out of your own mouth.
Right.
You know, and that makes it real. That makes it personal. And that connection is really important.
And we really want you to take care of yourself, especially if, like me, you're in your 70s. The best thing you can do and show your love for your family is to stay right. vertical. Don't fall. Come to the show on the 25th. Bring your family with you and enjoy it. And then you're going to walk away with a lot to talk about.
That's wonderful. Carol, tell me about like some stuff they do at the Sunshine Center.
Oh, okay. Well, and I just...
And whatever else you want to say. It's your mic.
Because you know I'm kind of shy, and I really don't like to talk a lot. So this is hard. I'm like Lynn. one thing I wanted to point out about the play that I think is and anybody out there that has ever set up, you know, professional speaking engagements. Linda, you can definitely relate to this at times, and are trying to educate. So our passion in the business, whether, you know, we're talking about home care now, whether I'm talking about the Sunshine Center, whether we're talking about taking care of the caregivers, whatever the topic is, we have, and we've got a great group of professionals
we're blessed.
In Pinellas County. I mean, yeah, so... not making anybody else in any other counties feel bad, but we are very, very blessed here.
But you should learn from example.
That's right. So, you know, we have a passionate amount of people that are wanting to get messages out there. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I brought up the consortium. I'll never forget. It was right kind of when I got back involved with fall prevention and said, okay, I'll go out and do talks. And me and another professional set one up, and we were all excited, and we had a great program planned, and we get there, and we had two people. Mm-hmm. You know, and that happens because sometimes I think people get tired of being talked to.
Right.
You know, we think we have so many great things to say, but the reality of it is, you know, we're not reinventing anything here. This is a lot of this is just we need to be gently reminded. So when I kind of got turned on to Sage's and saw the impact and the power of this, I just got so excited.
Yeah.
Because this is a way that you can go and you can have fun. And Linda, you said it. And the thing is, you know, there's statistics and research out there that proves what you said. If you're having fun while you're learning,
you retain it.
You retain it.
Yeah.
You're more willing to do something about it. So it's so important. And I'm really excited for Sage's in the fact that I think this is a new wave. We're at a turning point. As people that are trying to communicate with, I mean, everybody, but mind you, our focus is our elders out here. So people that are trying to communicate, if we can grasp on to this and say, let's get behind Linda, support it. We've already talked about maybe we need to do something on mental health. Maybe there needs to be something on the scams. You know, maybe there needs
to be
dementia.
Would be a great thing.
You know, there's a lot of things because it's such a powerful tool to use. So I think this is just really here in Pinellas County, we're going to go to the next level, and I'm very proud to be a part of that, and just thrilled that we were able to connect with
Linda and her organization. Yeah, it's so cool how we can collaborate together and everything. And also available to the public, there are a lot of Matter of Balance classes also.
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about that? Because that's not like somebody speaking to you. That's like an interactive workshop.
Yes, and I highly recommend, and they're throughout the county. I am bad, and I don't have that number right offhand, but you could call me at my office, and I can definitely
get that. And what's that number at your office?
That's 727-893-7102.
Okay, and the information will be on my website.
Yeah, and I can definitely get you that information. So a Matter of Balance is a great program, and I know Christine's a Matter of Balance coach also.
Yeah, I used to be one too.
Yeah, I think we all did it right around the same time.
We don't want
to fall. Yeah, but it's a great program because what they did with this program that I think was different than some of the other ones, they focused on some of the emotions behind falling. Some of, oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed. I don't want to tell anybody. I don't want to tell anybody because they'll think I'm not able to take care of myself.
Right.
I'm afraid now that I had a fall. I don't want to get out. So they hit on some of that, and then they also combine it with that exercise. So it's an evidence-based program. They are offered through the county. I know St. Pete General does them. One of our coalition members teaches that. I know North County, you probably know where those are at, Christine.
Well, yeah, the HCA hospitals, they have programs that they do there, but it's also offered. There's some other certified coaches around the area. I did pull up online WFLA News Channel 8. They have something on their website about some of the classes that are available. So you definitely can find this information by Googling it, or just call Carol. She'll be able to help you too.
I'll Google it.
Yes. Exactly. But I did want to say it is very exciting, the support that we're getting behind Denying Gravity. We are planning to bring it to other areas of the county. We hope to have it in Largo and Seminole, Tarpon Springs, Eastlake. So we're partnering with the other fire departments that have community educators, just like Jillian Rose, who's our favorite community educator right now from Pinellas Park Fire Department, because she has really gotten on board, and she's the one that made this possible, that we could bring it to a performing arts center and make it free to the public. So we're hoping to repeat that, but in order to do so, we need everybody to come out on February 25th and see the show.
Right, right. Because the more people we get there, and the more we can spread the word, and we can let everybody else know what's going on. Because you know what it is, too. You go see a good show, you tell your neighbors.
Exactly.
You know, you tell your friends.
Tell people at church. Tell people in your civic groups, your communities, at the clubhouse, everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah,
yes.
Free.
Don't forget, we're not charging you for this one.
And you can bring the whole family.
Yes, right. Everybody can
And I like the idea of bringing the family, because then you can have that family conversation.
Well, and we actually, in the play itself, the script does involve the family. Okay. So we're talking about the daughter and her husband and the children and how they're all affected by this grandmother, by Claire, who's got a feisty personality and ideas of her own. And just seeing how she transforms through the play as well is inspirational to people, and it will help them.
Cool. Cool. All right, guys, it's time to listen to our wonderful partners, and we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go away. Linda Burhan's The Gal Who Cares for the Caregivers.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always come.
Adult daycare centers are designed to provide care and companionship for older adults who need assistance or supervision during the day. Programs offer relief to family members and caregivers, allowing them to go to work, handle personal business, or just relax while knowing their relative is well cared for and safe. Maria's Adult Daycare offers mental, social, and physical activities for adults who've lost some independence due to cognitive impairments or chronic health conditions. They provide day services in a safe, caring environment, and they make a difference by ensuring compassionate, quality care. I love it when I visit there and see the smiling staff and happy clients. For a tour of Maria's Adult Daycare Centers, you can call today in Seminole at 727-393-7711 or in Countryside at 727-223-3999. Call Maria. Maria cares. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413, 1-800-585-7413, and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413, promo code Linda. Don't delay, call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Pencils. Get your pen and pencils because we got some good stuff going on with Lynn.
Okie dokie. On February 11th at 3 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center in Pinellas Park, the Matinee Opera Players will present a birthday bash in celebration of Maestro Mario Laurenti's 97th birthday. As always, it is pay what you can. There will be free snacks at intermission. For more information, call 727-204-4163. That's 727-204-4163.
And I'll be there. Come meet me. It'll be really cool and be so wonderful to celebrate this man's 97th birthday.
She'll be the tall girl. On February 13th, from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church on Missouri Boulevard North, there will be a seminar on caregiving and dementia. It is free with lunch and refreshments provided. Please RSVP to Terry or Dr. Kate at 813-384-7571. That's 813-384-7571.
And remember, knowledge is power.
And then on February 25th, at the Performing Arts Center in Pinellas Park at 2 p.m., the Senior Actors Guild and Education Services, which is SAGES, is presenting Denying Gravity, a blend of comedy and drama. Admission is free. For more information, call 727-536-7076. That's 727-536-7076.
Yeah, come join us.
Then on March 14th, from 10 a.m. to noon, Arden Courts of Seminole is having a seminar on facing tough decisions in dementia. Rebecca Wilson will be the speaker. Please RSVP by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800.
Thank you, Lynn. And one more thing. I have a new support group starting at Beach House Wiregrass Assisted Living. It's February 19th at 4 o'clock. So if you'd like to join us, just show up. Or you can look on Linda's Caregiver Connections for more information. I want to mention one more time, if you like us live today or you post a comment, you'll be entered to win tickets to A Piece of My Heart at the Power Stories Theater on West Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa on February 24th. So let us know. We would love to see you. Okay, ladies, give us your final information and what websites, phone numbers, or whatever our listeners need to hear about.
All right. Well, we want to thank Arden Courts. I saw that you were mentioning them. They're a sponsor here. They're one of the sponsors for this show, Denying Gravity, because they know how important it is to remember things.
Right.
And our senior actors are really working their brains, keeping all those lines in there.
Yeah.
So we're really happy about that. We are just so thrilled about this show, and we think that it's going to be something that people can really sink their teeth into and share. I would like to share our website for Home Care Now if you are in need of any assistance at all. That's www.homecarenow.us. Give us a call. We're happy to help and supplement all the friends and family that are hoping to help you as well.
Okay, so Linda, tell us the time, the place, the info again.
Okay, please come out. February 25th, which is a Sunday, the afternoon, 2 p.m. at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center, which is 4951 78th Avenue North in Pinellas Park. If you need any more assistance with that, call me, 727-536-7076, or go to the Senior Actors Guild website, which is senioractorsguild.com.
And if somebody wants to audition for a show coming up in the future, where would they go for that information?
That information would be on our website. And, yes, everyone auditions for a role. And Christine is the director of this particular production. And we'd be delighted to have you as actors, as stage managers, as prop people, you name it. We need you.
Okay. Carol.
And I just want to thank, we've got two more sponsors, I think, on board so far, and we've got a few more coming. We've got IMA Medical Group and Simply Insurance. And this is, it's nice that the sponsors come in and help and make this available, that it's free to everybody, so we don't want to forget them. Just come out. There's nothing left to say other than see you on the 25th. Come out, see the play. It's, you know, I was so surprised. Not that sounds bad. Wait a minute. I wasn't necessarily surprised, but it was
so delightful.
I am so delighted how good this play is. I mean, it is really good. It's not only educational, but it's just a good performance. So can't wait to see the whole thing myself. So see you the 25th.
Plenty of parking there too.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for being on the show, ladies, today. I really appreciate you. And
thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
Very much.
And thank you to my caregivers for tuning in today. Just do something nice for yourself. Or if you know a caregiver, just go out and do something nice for them. It's really simple. That's what this is all about. Like us on Facebook. Visit our website. Remember, God loves you all the time. And have a delicious day.
Woohoo!
And nothing, well, nothing's going right. Close your eyes and think of me. And soon I will be there to brighten up even your dark. Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call. And I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark. And